It's been a long time since we've seen you here. Privileged to be able to come back again. Now the lockdown has been lifted, I see the changes. I love these purple lights. I love the ambience. I love the painting. I love the lovely posters and pictures, the verses that are written out in the wee cafe there. You've done a lot. I need to inspect the toilets. I believe they've been done as well. But lovely to see you. Those cushions on the pews. I didn't want to get up to come up here because I was so comfortable there. I could just lie out there and fall asleep. But don't do that, by the way. But it's lovely to be with you. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for your prayers. As Lindsay says, you've been behind us for donkey's years. And we're still going to do a Christmas appeal. Our letter's going to be sent to you soon. We're a wee bit behind because we've been waiting to see what's happening. But more or less, we're going to do selection boxes and tokens, Marks and Spencer's tokens and things like that, which can easily be sent to folks. So we're delighted that the Lord's been with you. I see some new people, and that's good to have you as well. And brilliant just to be here. I'm going to read the Bible here from my phone. Ruth chapter 1. It's great, all this technology, isn't it? Ruth chapter 1, and I'm going to read it to you. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi. The names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab to live and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. And after they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died. Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant each of you, you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud, and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I'm too old to have another husband. And even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and gave birth to sons, would you wait till they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters. It's more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune on me." So Naomi returned from Moab accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. God will bless his word to us today, I'm sure. Let's have our slide up. Oh, thank you. I don't know, but maybe you're in church today and you're feeling very small. We've been through some awful times, haven't we? With this pandemic, with the lockdowns, with all the changes. Changes to your job, changes to school, changes to your routine, changes in your family, changes in just getting around, holidays cancelled. We have a ministry in Egypt, as you know, and we've not been able to go to Egypt, and that has been sad, but we've been able to send gifts to them, and that has been very encouraging. I think that this little picture, I'm reminded of Trixie, because see, last night and wherever we go walking, she has a little bag of bird food, you know, and we were in Chatelaro last night. She shakes this little bag, makes a noise, a rustling noise, and the crows just come, you know, and she throws out the food for them, and they're so excited. They come down and they eat it and so on. And I just thought, you know, there's a picture of a little thing, just a little thing that Trixie is doing. It's something innovative, it's something exciting, it's something for the Lord. I like this little cartoon where the little birds are even happy, you know, and they're saying, God bless the person who filled this. And you know, it's wonderful, it's amazing that we can do little things. I've got a ministry with Asda bags. You'll chuckle at this. But you know, when I go to Aldi's, they're just selling these little 10 pence bags that hold next to nothing. And when the people put groceries in them, they just fall apart. You know, so I keep a couple of these stronger 20 pence Asda bags in my pocket. And you'll be amazed at the number of people that I've been able to bless when their bags are falling apart. And I just pull a bag out of my pocket and say, here, you can have this one. Really? Huh? You sure? And they get so surprised. And there was a lady the other day, and her bag was just, her groceries were just falling on the road. And I whipped out my spare bag, and I handed it to her. And she was so delighted, so pleased. A little thing, you know, a little thing in my town. I've been witnessing in my town for, I think, 41 years, nearly 42. And these little things, I believe with all my heart that our God is into little things. And I was thinking on our walks when last night we were sitting by a wee river, and it was so beautiful, all the running water and the little blades of grass. And I was thinking of the NASA photographs on Mars. You know, there's not a single blade of grass on Mars. There's not a drop of water. There's not a tiny insect. There's nothing, you know, absolutely nothing. And yet God has filled our earth, our beautiful world, with so many little things. Millions and millions and billions of little things in our world. And God has blessed us with them. And it's absolutely wonderful what God has done. I was thinking of the Lord Jesus too, you know, when he was going to give his first miracle, you know. He didn't go down and open up the Dead Sea, you know, like he did in Exodus when he opened up the Red Sea, you know. Not a big spectacular thing, not even opening up the Jordan, you know, like Elijah and Joshua and them all did. Not even opening up the Jordan River, but with a family at a wedding, you know, when they ran out of wine, you know, and the parents of the bride and the bridegroom were really embarrassed, you know. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, said to Jesus, they have no wine, you know. And spectacularly, no, just quietly in behind the scenes, those six water pots, Jesus said to the servants, fill them to the brim with water. And he turned the water into wine, beautiful. And it was just taken out privately to the guests. But the master of the ceremony said, you know, this is the best wine. You've kept it to the end. And so there was such a blessing in that household with the wine. And here Jesus did just a little thing, just quietly in the background. Jesus, God working his miracles. And that says so much to me, just a little thing. You say it's a big thing, maybe. With a family just quietly there in Cana. Jesus doing that miracle. And he's doing little miracles for all of us in our families. In